in the second book, Hermione kind of develops. She becomes more friendly with Harry and Ron, and she definitely becomes more sort of easygoing. She's kind of a little less sort of obsessed with books and work, and she kind of settles down a bit, which I think's good, because it doesn't take away her character, but it sort of just softens it down a bit, which is good. Well, in Hermione's point of view, it's definitely not the best book for her, because she's kind of turned to stone halfway through it. I mean, which I can cope with. It's okay lying in a bed in hospital for a long while. He is a fantastic director, but I think what's the best thing about him is the fact that he can always have a laugh, and he makes everything seem easygoing. Well, not easygoing, but just relaxed. Because a film set can be horrendously rushed and panicky, and, you know, it's all really stressful. But somehow he kind of takes away the stress and makes it fun. And he's a very good director. He gets out of, I mean, all the actors, something really fantastic, and I think they all shine because of him. And he's really great. Hermione is seriously dreamy about Lockhart. You know, he is basically the Brad Pitt of her day. And she's just obsessed with him, you know. And I think the really funny thing is that so is everyone else. And every lesson, she just sits there with her hands like this going, oh, I love him, I love him, I love him. And in a way, I think he's quite fond of her, really. He's great, he's really funny, and he's really friendly, and he's very down to earth, and I really like him, actually. He's really nice.